join Robert, Mary, and Rudy, call anytime, 800-387-8025, or connect with us on Facebook and Instagram at RM World Travel. Now, back to America's number one travel radio show.
Welcome back, everybody. This is your RM World Travel Connection, and it's time for the 18th installment of our Destination Spotlight series, located in the 27th state in our nation, a.k.a. the Sunshine State. And before we delve into Naples, Florida, a quick message that today's Destination Spotlight is sponsored exclusively by Travel Pro Luggage.
Regardless of wherever your next destination is, one of the most important items to ensure a successful trip is quality luggage, and you'll do none better than Travel Pro. Travel Pro created the Rollaboard Wheeled Luggage, and they're the choice of flight crews and frequent travelers as they stand behind their products with lifetime warranties.
You know, we're all on the move with Travel Pro Luggage, and we have been now for years because having good, dependable luggage is so important when you travel. If you're in the market for new luggage or you're looking for that perfect gift, look no further than Travel Pro Luggage. You can check them out at travelpro.com. For all their retailers, or you can find a link at rmworldtravel.com under sponsors.
Now let's head down to the west coast of Florida and welcome in the executive director of the Naples, Marco Island, and Everglades CVB. He's a busy guy, Jack Wirt.
Jack, welcome to the show and our destination spotlight on the fun city on the west coast of Florida, Naples.
Well, thank you very much. Glad to be with you.
First, I think we should start and ask you, how are things in Naples 5 months after you encountered the wrath of Hurricane Irma? I mean, are any residual effects evident, or are you fully open for business and operational?
Well, the coast is definitely clear here. We recovered very quickly from that storm, and we still do have a couple of small hotels that have continued some renovations that used the storm kind of been as an excuse to do that, to get ready for the onslaught here in March, which is our high season. But for the most part, 98% of the rooms are open, ready for business, and the debris has been almost completely taken away. The good news was the beaches were open literally within 24 hours of the storm. People were back on the beach, and we already had the debris cleaned from there, since that is what we're known for, is our great beaches.
Yeah, so,
absolutely.
And the restaurants are doing well. Everything seems to be great.
Okay, good to hear. So, Jack, Robert and I have enjoyed many trips with our family down to Naples. And one of the things we love, of course, as you mentioned, the beaches are outstanding. I love the fact that it's accessible, walking, biking. You've got a great downtown and shopping area. And as you mentioned, you've got certainly a cross-section of locally owned restaurants. What makes Naples a great destination for travelers?
Well, you certainly mentioned some of the obvious ones. The beach and the downtown area of Naples is really amazing array of restaurants and shopping opportunities as well. But it is walking distance from downtown to the beach, to the Naples Pier, to watch sunsets, which is one of our real big selling points. But I think the other that's interesting for people to find out, they may have been to Naples, but they might not have really experienced the rest of the destination. Marco Island is just to the south. It is an island, cross over a bridge to get to it. And there, wide white sand beaches, really kind of reminiscent of what people might experience in the Caribbean. And then we've got Everglades City, just a little bit east of Marco Island. And that's the gateway to the Everglades, the world-famous Everglades.
Well, Jack, I want to talk to you about that just a little bit. Because, unlike a lot of other places that we visit, wildlife and conservancies and preserves, that really does play a big role in the Naples and Naples area tourism. So expand upon that just a little bit more.
It is definitely, close by, the gateway to the Everglades and Everglades National Park, which is one of the larger national parks as well. So wonderful opportunities to really get into the nature part of our destination and really the whole historical part of this area. That was settled many years ago. The Native American tribes, both the Seminoles and Miccosukees, have got a long history in that area. So people can get out there, they can experience airboat rides, hiking, biking, you name it. An array of great boardwalks where people can really get into the Everglades. But then they can do that, let's say in the morning, go back to Naples, maybe catch a spa treatment in the afternoon, and have a fabulous meal on Fifth Avenue during the evening. So it's all part of the same destination, but a lot of different, diverse activities.
Jack, we know you've spent some time in Orlando, and you know, now you're obviously in Naples. The west coast of Florida certainly is not Miami or Fort Lauderdale. What type of traveler, in your opinion, is best suited for Naples and the surrounding area that you mentioned?
Well, for years we've had a real affinity to the Midwest, and that's early on. That seemed to be where a lot of the west coast of Florida got their visitors. Today, we're seeing actually from the Northeast corridor, really from Boston south to Philadelphia, that has become our number one winter feeder market. So
that's a real change. You know, I was just going to ask you, because we've only got about 10 seconds left, to give us a quick fact or two that most people probably don't know about Naples. I think you just did right there, that you're now pulling from the Northeast more so than the Midwest.
And there definitely is a difference between that West Coast and the East Coast experience. The beaches are different. Mm-hmm. You know, virtually everything is just quieter and a great getaway on our side.
Well, so, Jack, listen, we really want to thank you for your time today. And, folks, you can find out more at ParadiseCoast.com. Have a nice weekend, Jack.
Thanks so much.
Thank you, Jack. Take care.
All right. There goes Jack and Naples, Florida, folks. A fun place. I know we've had some good times. They've got a great Ritz-Carlton there. They used to have the Waldorf Astoria. I think that's now.
I think it's the Naples Grand Beach Resort.
Yeah, they went independent, but good properties. Check it out. And you can check out all of the places that we're covering on the homepage of our website under Destination Spotlight. And that's going to do it for hour one of the program this week, but we still have a whole other hour straight ahead. And after these messages, Mary, Rudy, and I will be back, and we'll be talking everything and anything in the world of travel with you.
You've been listening to your RM World Travel Connection, America's number one travel radio show on the SSI Radio Network.